we love shopping, of course, and we would go over to the section every single time in every single brewery, and we would be disappointed every single time.
Hello and welcome back to the Craft Brewers Creative Podcast. So this is the 9th episode, which is kind of crazy. I think maybe we're getting used to how we do this and getting in the swing of things, and things are getting a little better around here. There are some interesting challenges that come with recording a podcast, especially out of your home for the most part, that I just didn't see coming and that I've taken a little while to get used to. Like, I never thought that I'd have to really schedule my laundry and dishwashing around my podcast recording because of the sound that it makes. And it's just funny. I don't know. And I mean, right now you can even maybe probably hear my dog chewing on a bone. And so, you know, I have really no way of getting around that until maybe one day we're in a studio. So, but preferably, and my favorite is when I'm at a brewery. So I don't know. But anyways, it's been a lot of fun. It's really been such an amazing way to meet people too. And I've just been really enjoying this whole process and kind of everything. And so I really hope that you're enjoying it too. And I'd love to hear any thoughts that you have. So let me know. But this week I got to chat with the brains behind the Hoppiest Shop, which is just the cutest beer merch store you've ever seen. And it is created and run by Sabrina Rain. And so before we get started, if you want to check that out, it's thehoppiestshop.com. So not happy like sad or happy, but hoppy like beer and hops, H-O-P. So thehoppiestshop.com. And she's also at thehoppiestshop on Instagram. And if you listen to this whole episode and listen to us chat, at the very end, Sabrina has a little bit of a special offering for you guys, so definitely make sure to stick with us till then. And so, yeah, so make sure you follow along with everything with the podcast and Beer Can Lover and me. So subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening to it and follow along so you can see what we're talking about. And just keep up with everything on Instagram at beercanlover. And if you leave a review on Apple, make sure to leave your Instagram handle in it so that I can reach out and personally thank you, because I really do appreciate it. So without any further ado, let's get going and get into the interview with Sabrina from the Hoppiest Shop. Here we go. Oh my gosh, I love your shirt.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm so excited that we're doing this. I literally, when I first saw your page, so the Hoppiest Shop. So yeah. Hold on, let me back up one second. So today we have Sabrina Rain, who has the Hoppiest Shop on, which is just the cutest, most incredible beer and craft beer and women in beer designs and illustrations, and I'm literally, it's just so cute and I love it so much, and I'm so excited that you exist, so I'm really excited to get to talk to you. So it's at the Hoppiest Shop on Instagram, FYI, so just the Hoppiest as in hops and not happy, shop. But so anyways, Sabrina, if you want to introduce yourself, you know, where are you from? What do you do? However you want to do it.
Yeah. So my name is Sabrina. I am from Florida, but I count myself kind of as a nomad. I've moved 4 times in the last year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's a blast, honestly. I was a flight attendant for a while, so it was just kind of wanted to explore, you know?
Got it.
And, oh gosh, okay, so I guess I'll back up to a little bit. So yeah, from Florida, me and my best friend, Haley, shout out to Haley if you're listening,
If she's your best friend, she better be.
Hopefully, right? Yeah. So she actually took me into the whole beer scene. She was the one that introduced me. I didn't start drinking until I was 23.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So beer was my first alcoholic drink.
And what, do you remember what it was?
It was actually a Kentucky bourbon barrel ale was the first one I had at BJ's Brew House.
Oh, wow. That's such an interesting first.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Hi. So my friend Haley, she took me to BJ's for Pizuki night and she's like, oh my gosh, we should try a beer. And I was like, okay. And I actually used to work at BJ's Brew House. So my manager was like, what do you like?
Wait, you used to work there and never tried anything?
I never tried anything. Well, I started there when I was younger. So like I didn't put it.
So what was the, was there something specific that you were like, was she very convincing or were you like, oh, whatever. Like, it's just, it's time.
Like, whatever. Yeah. I was kind of like, whatever, I'll try it. Just to, like, get people to shut up and get off my back kind of thing.
And you're like, so, and now we live in this world.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, crap. That's really, really good. I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, me and Haley, we went to a ton of breweries after that. We discovered the Central Florida Ale Trail, which sadly doesn't really exist anymore, but it's basically like a little map pamphlet.
Where in Florida were you based out of?
Central Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like Orlando area.
Gotcha. I think, I guess it's a little more south than that, but I had on, it was Three Sons Brewing. I think have you been there? Have you been to their brewery?
I have been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once. Yeah.
I want to go so badly. I need to get down there. And then
there's a couple of like three somethings in Florida. There's like Three Odd Guys. There's the Three Sons. There's Three Daughters.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Three Daughters. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the only other one I've been to was Fort Lauderdale. Which I didn't understand the name for a few minutes and I very difficult getting there. I was like, where are we going? I don't understand. They're like Fort Lauderdale. I'm like, I get that that's where we are. Where are we going? Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
What? It was a difficult like 3 minute conversation.
Anyways, I've been there so much fun there. I love it there.
Okay, sorry. So she's bringing you to breweries, you're going around and
And so we kind of like just kept exploring all these breweries and they were all kind of like feeling the same, right? Like all very like brown, same clientele, like black t-shirts with just like the logo. And then all of the girl shirts were like that deep V or a tank top. And so me and Haley, like, we love shopping, of course. And we would go over to the section every single time in every single brewery and we would be disappointed every single time.
And the merch.
Exactly. So it was just like, every single time. We're like, why can't we just find one cute thing for once?
Yeah, so much to the point where I recently bought a beanie from a brewery. And, like, I can't pull a beanie off for shit. I've purchased a few in my lifetime. I've never stepped out of my house in it. Because it looks so terrible. And I'm like, why did I just buy a $40 beanie from this brewery? Because I love them. I want something, but there's nothing else to do. So now it's just going to sit in the bottom of a drawer, but
yeah, I get you. I'm the worst at that.
And so were you like, I want to make my own merch? Like how did this happen?
Well, that was when I was a flight attendant and I was kind of just bored sitting in hotel rooms and there wasn't really much to do except for drink, eat, and sit in your hotel room sometimes because you're a broke flight attendant and you can't take an Uber and go explore the city sometimes. So
how long would you be in a random city between flights?
It depended. So I was a private charter. So it was very random compared to a normal flight attendant's life. So I would sometimes be in Ireland for an entire week or I would be there for 12 hours kind of thing. It just depended on what the clients wanted. So yeah, I was kind of just all over the place, very random. So I had to have like things to do because it was pretty random. So I had an iPad and my phone, and I actually started on my phone, like drawing on my phone pictures of myself drinking beer because I just thought it was cute.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like spiraled out of control after that.
What, like, was the first illustration you made that you were like, oh, this needs to be sold?
This one.
I love that so much. I have to show you. Actually, so yeah. I use my old Dell for this, actually, but mm-hmm. my Mac is actually new, but my Mac totally, it can hardly breathe anymore. And mm-hmm. so I got an iPad, and the new one, and I was like, because I also wanted to be able to like edit like photos and videos a little bit better, which yeah. I don't know how I'm doing with it. But so I was like, well, we need Procreate just because I want to make cute things, but I can't like actually draw or do, I can't.
Do you have the something. Pencil?
Yeah. But okay. So.
Okay, it's like impossible to do anything.
And this took me, when I say this, took me like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's so cute because I wanted, anyways. So similar, so different, took so long, and it will never go anywhere. But wait, will this focus? So it's like a similar glass thing, you know? Yeah. But yeah.
Cute, like the different types
yeah,
of glass.
Yeah, but yours, it has like so much personality. Like it is so cute. I love it.
Yeah. They're my little sassy girls.
They're so funny. And
I love them.
I love that so much. Wait.
Yeah.
So how did you, so sorry, wait, when did you start this?
I technically, like I started drawing in 2019, like mm-hmm. the end of 2019, I guess. And then I took it kind of full time in 2020, right before COVID hit, actually.
Oh, really?
Right before the panini.
The panini?
The panini, the pandemic.
Oh, I have never heard that.
That way you don't get it like blocked out. Like, cause you know how like Instagram will like flag you.
No.
For, like using the word COVID sometimes.
I feel like it just like flags you and like gives you like a little vaccine message or something mm-hmm. or like yeah. something. But so I, oh wait, I've never heard anyone say that. That's so funny. Yeah, I don't know where.
I'm the panini.
I've been under a rock apparently. But
okay. I watched much. It's fine.
You what?
But I watch Twitch way too much. They say the panini on there, Twitch. So they don't get like flagged.
I don't even know what Twitch is.
It's like a gaming kind of. I mean, it's not.
Oh, is
like
it? Gaming. It's okay. I've heard about when people talk about like streaming. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that entails. Yeah. But anyways, so okay, yeah,
so I literally started a month before the panini. Which was
that's
great.
Insane timing because it's like, I mean, even if you didn't and waited a month and started because of that kind of like, yeah. But that's awesome that you like did that beforehand. This is my,
it was wild.
Yeah. It took me from then until mm-hmm. February 2021
uh-huh.
to
start the podcast or to
escape corporate finance.
Gotcha.
I was like,
that's what you did before finance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you poor thing.
Mm-hmm. it really, because I'm like envious that like you knew beforehand, because it took me 2020 and everything to be like, what am I doing with my life right now?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I worked in retail right before I quit, and I was literally like on the bathroom floor, like crying almost every day inside the store. Like,
retail can be rough.
God, it was so rough, and my boss was horrible. If he's listening, I hope you're listening. me and him, we're like same personality, so we would just.
But like you have power and I don't like it. That's
silly. I'm like, I don't really like what you're telling me to do, so I'm gonna do this. Yeah. And I'm going to make it better than what you said.
Yeah, I was at the point, I was like, especially with working from home and the job, it was like 80 plus hour weeks. And I mean, I was having like daily panic attacks, and I don't get that. That was a first. And it was like Monday morning, 9 a.m. And I had already had two meetings, and I called my mom crying, and I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, you know what? It's time to formulate our change now. She was like, do it now. She was like, this needs to happen now. Because I was like, what do you mean now? She was like,
right now.
What's the difference? A couple months now. It's got to happen. So slept for 2 weeks and then did just a ton of research for like a month on how to use the internet to start a business. Yeah. And I really wanted to do something that didn't involve having to put my face on the internet. Mm-hmm. But it's 2021. It doesn't really work that way. So here we are now. But so I wanted to know, I was looking at your stuff and I wanted to ask about one of them. Oh my God, wait, I haven't seen this. The spaceship one?
Oh, yeah. That's so old, but yeah, that was like one of the first little designs that I did for like Halloween time back in the day.
I love that. I had, I like love alien stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Love it.
Love anything, everything. I love it. All the aliens. And so, and I had this, like, I randomly had like three interviews in a row where I somehow got them talking about aliens. And this is random because it was like one of them happened to have it on one of their, like, had something on can. One, there was like something themed that something else that they had. And so at the end of an episode, I was like, I'm going to have like a special little like secret. I was like, if someone listened to this whole hour and a half thing, you can be in on the fact that like we have a special secret project now. And it's to get, it's to see if we can get every single person talking about aliens.
Oh no. That's hilarious.
And it's funny because I forgot that I did that, haven't tried, and it's happened multiple more times. And I'm like, I love it. So I don't know why or how, but here we are.
Part of your life now.
Yeah. So what was it like, though, going from what you were doing before to this? Like, I know that you, like, started drinking. Well, how long were you into beer before starting this? Like, how many years was that? Or how long?
Probably, like, a single year.
Okay. So.
About maybe two.
So. I found this and that like joining kind of, because I always was any part of like being like in the industry, I would say, was just from afar, you know, followed a lot of things, but like I wasn't interacting with anyone really, besides, unless I was like at a brewery talking to them or something, but I wasn't much into the culture online and stuff with it. And there's huge culture, huge community. And it's very specific.
Yeah.
And is very different from like every other industry. I feel like most things that go for like what you should do is like social media and stuff don't apply or is very different. It's like, know your audience. Well, it's a very different audience than most, than like any other small business looking for like social media tips, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you do a really good job somehow of doing a lot of it, but I was wondering like, cause I found this, like, how has your approach with it like kind of changed over time or, kind of what, because like personally I literally like didn't want to put my face in anything, didn't post anything like that. And it was this one guy who I love. He's, I think it's Crafty Dog. He's out of London, I think, or somewhere in the UK. And he's so funny. And he makes these reels and like these videos and like puts his face in them. And it's like, everyone's just having a good time. Like, don't take it that seriously. It's really like, people really just want to know what you're drinking. Like, and so that kind of gave me the courage-ish, because, like, he was so funny with it to, like, I was like, okay, if Crafty Dog can do it, I can do it.
Yeah,
and sure. I was like, I've been taking selfies since I was 12. It'll be fine.
What's the difference?
But it's weird going from having, like, a private Instagram to being on the internet like this. But, like, so I was just wondering, like, how has it kind of changed over time, like how you approach marketing and social media in general because of the nuances of the industry and the people involved?
Yeah. So I started kind of showing myself at first, I guess. I wasn't really too afraid of that part. I was more worried about showing what I was drinking. Actually, if you do look, I actually do not what I drink almost ever. And that's mainly because, like, the whole reason why I started the brand was mainly because I'm kind of, like, I don't want to say the word upset with breweries, but I haven't found a favorite one yet. And I haven't found one that, like, aligns with all of, like, the goals and dreams that the hobbyist shop aims for. Mm. So
interesting.
I'll drink the beers and everything like that, and I'll try them all. I love that part.
It's so much fun. Is it that you don't want to promote them? Or that you don't want people to think that you like it? Or like,
no, it's more like, I mean, I'll tell them I like beer. I'll tell them I like the beer. If there's like one beer that I love, I will tell you for sure. But it's just more like, yeah, like trying to stay away from the brands that don't align with the brand, my brand kind of thing.
Interesting. Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason why. It's not really anything specific, like, oh, I hate you or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mostly don't hate any of them, but it's just, I don't love them. They don't fit my pink aesthetic. So,
well, I feel that. I know it's like, I tried for like a couple weeks to like have like things look consistent, and I was like, I feel like this just isn't working. Like, I feel like it's so much less genuine. Like, it's for me at least, because a lot of what I do post is pictures of beer cans. Like, my whole thing is I like can artwork. That's what got me into the industry. Like, that's what got me in to even drinking it. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, every post should be what I want it to be, is just colorful cans. Every post is a different crazy can design or something. So obviously I have to post people's, but my thing is I won't post it. I'll drink something that has an ugly can, but I won't post it. But
yeah, you'll see me like with beer glasses.
Yeah.
So you never really see me too
and
much
I need one of those glasses. So immediately, but I was just like, you do a really great job of it, but I don't know. I felt like I needed to, or at least before, I guess I technically should make another account, or I made it, put pictures on it and do use, for the podcast itself. I don't feel like it at the moment, but I need to, I felt like to connect with people in the industry, it was like talking about what we're drinking, and it's been, I've met like really cool people and it's been really fun and like interesting, but I was like, I feel like it's a requirement. Like, they're not going to interact with anything unless they know what like, I'm drinking too. But you've somehow managed to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how I I've snuck under that. I'm hoping that someone will notice.
No, it's awesome. I love it.
I don't want to be yelling at me. But yeah, so, no, I just don't, I don't want to, I guess, yeah, like kind of like uber duber promote something that I don't fully believe in. Of course, I'm going to drink beer because like, where else am I going to get the beer kind of thing? But I'm not going to give any money to like a very, very bad brewery, of course. Like where your money goes to is so important. It's mm-hmm. definitely like one thing I promote a lot. Yeah.
So then with all this said, and I'm literally looking at your thing right now and seeing mm-hmm. support ethical breweries, which yeah. love.
Yeah, there's I'm a difference wondering, between like an ethical brewery and just like an ugly brewery, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm wondering, like, you know, I found it really interesting. So I created my beer account in mm-hmm. like late April 2021. So, mm-hmm. and then like 2 weeks later, we get kind of the start of like everything with Rat Magnet's post about yes. with the sexual harassment and stuff, and like bringing a lot of awareness to like workplace sexual everything. Harassment in the workplace, everything, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I joined this industry 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, and things are happening. Things are happening. Like, it's a weird, and I like didn't even, I like felt weird. I was like, I don't know if I should comment or what, because I was like, I'm not part of this, but mm-hmm. I'm not now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was weird, but it was a weird moment to join. And so I'm curious to know if, because you've been doing it longer than I have, like how, if you've seen, obviously there was just a lot of concentrated for like a month content about it and stuff, but have you seen like it change more, or I don't know, like,
yeah, it's such
how
a
have
good
you seen
question.
It
mm-hmm. or yeah this? It's a good question, because it's just like it's so hard to see the changes, like the specific breweries I go to, they are the very like ethical, amazing breweries.
And I'm sorry, wait, where are you right now again?
I'm in Orlando.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm not saying all of them in Orlando are perfect. They definitely are not. And I will not go into that right now, but that's fine. But the couple that I do go to are amazing humans inside and out, and they support me fully. I support them fully, but they just don't fit my feed. So they typically don't end up on my feed too much. And they understand, they're not offended or anything like that. But but yeah, it's interesting, because I do talk about it at the breweries, and it feels like there's somewhat of a change, but it's also a lot of people just being quiet, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And kind of, I feel like they're just waiting for it all to blow over.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. Waiting a very long time.
I'm like it, yeah,
it's not gonna work in their favor.
It almost kind of feels like it's weird how it happened, how it just blew up in mm-hmm. 2021, where mm-hmm. kind of the world had, you know, the Me Too movement and everything blew up more and a back lot of this in 2020, like a lot of mm-hmm. this kind of things, or you know what I mean, in like 2020.
Yeah.
And so I almost feel like the industry as a whole feels like it skated by somehow, and mm-hmm. like somehow went undetected, mm-hmm. which is shocking, especially given that people were working in breweries all 2020. It was like an essential business. Like, it never stopped. So it's mm-hmm. not like it even had time to like chill a bit, you know, or people,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think personally the reason was mainly just because like they breweries did some states, at least they had to fight really, really hard to stay open. Mm. And I think people would have felt like they were attacking something that people were also trying to keep alive at the same time, because so many breweries were closing during the Panini. And so I think that was kind of why, maybe, like, if anyone was feeling guilty or bad about their situation, which they shouldn't at all, because it shouldn't have happened to them in the first place. But if they did, I could see that being a position of why they wouldn't come forward. It's just because they're like, oh shit, like, everyone's trying to keep this place alive and I just want to burn it to the ground kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
I think that could have definitely been a factor. Definitely cannot speak for every story, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, I was just, but I kind of even more just kind of just was commenting on, like, it's like, I feel like it's like they felt like untouched by the world's awakening of things and somehow got by without being put under a microscope. And then, and then it happened separately to where it kind of made it even a bigger microscope on it, which I think it should all be. But yeah, that's, I love trying different breweries, and always, I have an incredible craft beer shop by me, or when I say by me, no, it is a bitch to get to every time. It takes hours somehow.
Oh my God.
But anyways, but I always try to get things from, like, different breweries, and try different things. And there was a minute a couple months ago, I was kind of like looking up to see what was up with them, but I totally, honestly, that's not something that I even crosses my mind anymore when I'm like, and it should, obviously. And I, at one point I tried to look more at Atlanta specifically because I'm here, and
it's quiet up there.
Very quiet. Very quiet. But
it's almost a little more suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, why it's so weirdly quiet, but then a lot of them I know, like, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, you're thinking face on.
Can you tell? I've been told before, or when I work by a boss I had once, I was told the face I make when I'm listening to someone, when I'm trying to, like, show that I'm listening to you, because it was like my boss telling me, like, giving me feedback on a report or something.
Yeah.
And I, like, make this face. I'm like, to, like, I guess in my head, I think it looks like I'm concentrating and I'm agreeing and I'm whatever. And he said that apparently I always look confused, so I just look I don't understand the instructions.
Yeah.
And it's very off. He said it's very unsettling as my boss when I am nodding in agreement, looking confused as shit, and he's like, does she know what I'm saying? But he said, like, it makes me feel, I'm like, I'm your intern, by the way. The grown ass, whatever. He's like, it makes me feel like you think I'm stupid. And I was like,
I'm a lord.
What? He was like, yeah, because you look so confused. It's like, what I'm saying must be the most wrong, ridiculous stuff. I'm like,
what?
He also told me my voice sounded like Kim Kardashian and it would make all men in finance hate me.
Oh, well, I think that's a strength, honestly, in finance.
So that was a, I didn't know what vocal fry was before that moment. And and I liked him too, but these were just, this is just, anyway, sorry, that was random. But so I try really hard to not make that face though, when, especially when I'm interviewing someone, I'm like, I want you to be like, okay, I can tell she's listening to me, but then I guess it does look confused. So I'm not confused, but I guess I really try to consciously not do that with my face.
I do that too.
Anyways. but basically what were we just chatting about? Oh, everything in the industry.
Just everything.
Everything. but yeah, so I don't know. And that's also just kind of one of the reasons I love what you do so much, is that I feel like there's so much, there's beer merch out there, there's so much stuff out there, you know, but it's mm-hmm. none of it really is ever my aesthetic or my what I think is cute or like whatever. And mm-hmm. so that's when I saw your page, I was immediately just like,
I think that's everyone's first reaction is, what the?
It exists. It's in front of me. I can click purchase. Like, they're not even fake. Like, I just love it. So, like, what's your, like, business model? Like, do you, I assume, if, as I think it's, I was looking to, it's.
You might have one.
Your. Okay, so you sell everything on your website.
Mm-hmm. Sure thing.
Got it. And how do you, where do you promote it? Like, is it just on Instagram or what are your channels?
Yeah, so pretty much it is just Instagram right now. And I am looking to change that in the future, but I am moving again soon. So I'm trying not to settle down right now until I move again, because I think this will be not the final move, but final move for a little bit. So
yeah, I have to move in like 2 months and I don't know where I'm moving to.
Yeah.
Like big old question mark.
Yeah.
Completely. Where are you thinking? What?
Are you trying to buy or rent or?
Well, I'm only in Atlanta because of the job I had. And okay. So, I mean, I would, one, I just started a beer podcast. I'm not buying anything. but.
You got that finance money, girl.
yes. And if I stayed on that track, that would be a very different story in a couple of years. Course. But anyways. Quality of life over that is what I've went with my career decision here, because I could not justify. And I was in commercial real estate. Like, trust me, I understand the value of a mortgage, like how that works. But here we are. Mm-hmm. And so definitely renting, but I want to be in New York City. New York City is like where my life is, where my friends are, my family is. But
gotcha.
I got, when COVID hit, I got a dog. And that was not in the plan. And we got a lot of problems with him in terms of whatever. And I don't know where in New York City I can live with him. And
yeah,
so we'll see. But
yeah,
I'm thinking I want to be in Brooklyn, ideally, mostly because it is less busy for him. Like, literally, yeah. These are how I make my decisions in life. Is it scary for my dog?
Yeah. I get it. I have two cats. It's like,
I agreed to foster an adult cat.
Mm-hmm.
How I ended up with a 4-month-old pit bull, and now he's like 2 years old, I don't know. But where are you? But do you know where you're going?
Yeah. So, I am blessed to have a father who is willing to help me get a home.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Do you know where? Oh, I thought you...
Oh, yeah, so I'll still be in Orlando, just different spot.
Got it. How far is Orlando from Fort Lauderdale?
Like 3.5 hours.
Okay, so far.
You still live in Fort Lauderdale as well.
So. Oh, gotcha. Because I was the... when I... initially left finance, and the reason I couldn't is because of my dog. Mm-hmm. My initial reaction was, I used to work on boats. I used to teach scuba diving. I mm-hmm. watched Below Deck, mm-hmm. and I was like, we're going to go work on a boat. We're going to go be a stewardess or work or on yachts and travel the world and do whatever. And so that's why I was in Fort Lauderdale when I was there. But,
awesome.
And so it's funny, there's like some parallels with flight attendants and that mm-hmm. industry, but like I did all the training and definitely. Did all the things, but I can't really do the whole nomad life when I have a dog, so
yeah,
but But so something I want to do though, because it's funny, is I want to, because I feel like, because I'm coming from the hospitality, hotel, real estate, finance. So buying and or being the lender on hotels. And so, like, I understand, and, like, I've also done some, like, multifamily stuff, but, so I know, like, real estate finance is kind of, like, what I get the most, like, whatever, but,
yeah,
and I want eventually to, because they always say, like, you know, or not they always say, but rental income is a great thing to do, great way to invest, whatever, but what I didn't know was all the, like, weird, and what no one knows, I swear, in real estate, in the real estate world, no one knows about these crew houses. These, like,
oh yeah,
no one knows about this. And I'm like,
weird.
I feel like I barely know,
and I was in it.
Yeah, like, it's this weird sub
world.
It's this weird sub sector of lodging that is not common knowledge. And I want to, and I was thinking about moving to Fort Lauderdale and doing the stuff out of Fort Lauderdale so I could try and do that stuff at the same time. But I'm like, I want to eventually, like, run a couple crew house in Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, and just, like, have that be something. And so that's just so funny. But it just, but no one ever knows what that even is. And so I'm like, you're from there, like, maybe, and you're, anyways.
Yeah. But I know, you say the word to someone and they're like, what the hell are you talking
like,
about?
Like, what?
It's like a hostel, but in crack, basically.
Yeah. And it's wild, because while I was down there, I, for the 1 week course I had to do, I just stayed at a hotel because I had come from a hotel. My job was buying hotels. I worked for a company that owned hotels. So, like, I was just so accustomed to having discounts at hotels and staying, whatever. I'm like, I'm just going to use my discount and stay at a hotel. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then, and everyone was like, but we really recommend staying. Like, it's such a, and I was like.
They recommend staying there?
It was, yeah, it was like, because it's such a social thing. You can get jobs because, like, people are just introducing you and stuff. And I was just like.
That sounds horrible.
I was like, I have a lot of shit I need to deal with before I'd actually be able to start working. So I'm just going to do my thing and you can do your thing. But the stories I heard were wild. It was wild things. It's like, they just shove people in rooms. It's like $20 a night or something. Yeah, I'm like nothing. How is it that cheap? And people fully get, have a backpack, move there with knowing nothing besides I'm going to pay this house $30 a night. And it's just a bizarre world down there. Sorry, it just fascinates me.
I know, it really does. Like, I was like, I could never sleep at night with, like, 20 people in a room. I was like, that would, I feel like I would cry.
It's less that, but also the fact that they're all waking up super early to work, but then also partying so much. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, you want to talk about a weird world besides the brewing industry?
That's a weird
industry is a weird world.
Yeah. I just, I think, I don't know what it is where I find myself. I'm like, the weirder the industry, the better. I'm like, why am I a professional scuba diver? Like, the more weird, I'm like, I'm here for
love it.
Yeah. So, but anyways, so your logo.
Yeah.
Or is it your logo or just what you are using as your, it is your logo. Or just, okay. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah, yeah, we can say. And it is so cute. When when did that come? Like, I'm curious to, like, because you have a very clear style, obviously, with your work. But, like, what? Like, I know you did what you're wearing now first, the glasses. But how did your, like, branding come together? Because like, and in this industry especially too, you know, I think brewers have, are always very different. It's either they want a cohesive brand in one way where it's like everything looks the same, the cans look the same, it's very obvious but boring. There's another way to do it where it's rules out the door. We don't necessarily even have the logo on it. Like,
yeah.
Cans are wild, whatever. Yeah. But have a logo that might not necessarily go with everything. Branding isn't necessarily cohesive, but like being crazy and funky is the brand. But then there's some that's like, if they do it well, that they can have different stuff going on in the cans, but there's the graphic design elements that are consistent throughout that do tie it together and it does work. And talking to artists that work with breweries, it's been interesting to hear the process of like, well, if we're going to do a refresh of your brand, if I do your cans, but you know, and we want to refresh the branding, it's like,
how do you make this
cohesive, phase it all together, like not disrupt what we've already built, et cetera. And so for you, because in an industry where people love pretty things, like love branding and stickers and can art and everything, like what was it like sitting down and being like, here's what I want my brand to look like?
Hmm. So that's a good question. And I really actually love that question because I think it's so, just the breweries in general, like it's so fascinating to me. I would love to get my hands on a brewery and like rebrand them, but that's besides the point right now. So I think my branding, I don't know. So I'll show you my first logo if you can kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me get my light away. There we go. So it's just like, two little cans, they're pink. My old name was Boozy Craft Corner, and it has some little glitter on it.
I fucking love glitter.
Very basic.
I love
very, very basic.
No, I like it though.
Thank you. And I decided that, so basically, let me back up again. So Boozy Craft Corner actually started, since it started before the pandemic, I wanted to actually go to breweries, to bars, wherever, and do craft teachings, kind of thing.
Oh,
like
fun.
Crafts.
Yeah.
Like teach people how to do crafts, basically, yeah. Like little cute crafts. And obviously that couldn't happen with no bars open. So I was like, I kind of need to change this, I think. Like, this isn't really what it started as anymore.
Oh, I understand the name now. It's uh-huh. not that the name doesn't make sense for what you do now, too, though, because it is crafty and
yeah,
it's Boozy. not a corner of the world, whatever, but I hear you. Got it.
So it's just kind of like, okay, this isn't exactly what I started off as. And I sometimes forget, obviously, I just explained everything and I literally forgot how I even actually started. And so then I was like, I need a new name. And it took me literally the longest to come up with the most simple name in the world, The Hoppiest Shop.
Which I love, and I'm shocked it wasn't taken.
I love it too now. Yeah, I was too, because everything else was literally taken or halfway taken or, you know, that type of stuff. And so then I settled with The Hoppiest Shop and I was like, okay, now I need a logo. And I was like, it should probably be somewhat of a hop. More than likely. Probably. And yeah. And then I like was just scrolling on Instagram and I saw this like little crying heart tattoo on someone. And I was like, oh my God, I love that. I was like, why do I love that so much? And so I made it into a little hoppy girl crying.
I am obsessed with it.
It's perfectly.
And I love the eyelashes that it's like, I love it.
She actually didn't have eyelashes at first. And I sent it to my mom. She's like, why is he crying? I'm like, it's not a he, first of all.
Because you said she. And I was like, wait. And I was like, yeah, like, it's a girl. But you can tell because of the eyelashes.
Yeah. Before it did kind of look like a he.
If you're not a girl, you might not notice. Or if you're not like into eyelashes, you might not notice. But if you are, it's like, I don't know. I feel like people notice.
It sets it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought like, oh, like the little cheeks just made it like
yeah, definitely. Like a cute
enough, but girl, it was like, no, I had to add the eyelashes.
I love it so much. And it's just refreshing to see anything beer related that is clearly catered towards feminine taste. Because it's like there are things that are cute or there are things that are whatever, but it's like never feels like they want me to be their customer or they like they I just always feel like I'm like you don't get it, like you don't get where I'm coming from, like and that is how I felt too with just being like with my brand image, Beer Can Lover. I was like, why, what are you gonna do? I was like, I love beer cans. They're like, you love beer? I'm like, no. I love beer cans. They're like, you love bottles? No. I love beer cans and cool artwork on them. And so that was the thought process of that. But I was frustrated that there wasn't more commentary just on that. And I felt like when people say craft brewing is an art, I'm like, yeah, I want to talk about the art. I get that brewing itself is an art form. I get that.
Yeah.
I get it. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you. But I also think the art on the can is art. And I would like to talk about it, please.
It's what's separate. And
it's just so refreshing when people, when I talk to brewers especially who have such an appreciation for the, what they want it to look like, and then it can be a great conversation, but some don't care, and it's but so how has it been though, like, because something I found is that it's like a very obvious, like a very collaborative industry and like really great and kind of always like meeting people and stuff, chatting. Have you found that, and like have you made any like good connections through it? Like how has that been? Because it for me it was the most shocking thing about starting this was how genuine most of the people I speak to are, and how much I enjoy actually communicating with them.
I find it's very not so much 50-50, but there's definitely like two groups of people who want to work with me. It's people who just want to somewhat take advantage of me, which is annoying.
In what way?
Like the first person who ever wanted to collaborate with me, it was, they wanted me to be like their sister brand basically. And I would just design all the work and then she would basically do all the rest of the work. And I'm like, well, I don't really want that. So it was kind of like that. And she was like, oh, well, I'm going to make it so easy for you. And I'm like, well, I'm not.
That wasn't the question. It's funny you mentioned that. It's funny that you mentioned that because one of my goals in the next couple of months is to publish a coloring book. And I love what you do. I saw everything and I was like, oh, like maybe there's an opportunity in here. But I was like, I have no idea how that would be. I was like, I'm not going to even bring that up right now because I have no idea how I could do that in a way that made sense for her. Like, I was like, if I want to mention something, I was like, we need to sit down and actually really consider if that's something anyone would want to do rather than, you know what I mean? So that's funny that you say that because I had the thought and I was like, wait, but I need to make sure that it makes sense for you.
Yeah, and I get the way I have so many ideas and I'm like, I just want to do all of them.
But I'm like, but before like, I even So anyways, I'll get back to you in a couple weeks. Maybe.
Okay. Sounds good.
Or maybe not. We'll see.
Who knows? We'll work something out. It's all good. Yeah. It's more just like the positive attitude, and like it was more of a negative attitude towards me, I guess. Like your attitude's very positive. I like it, you know? And hers is just more like, I don't want you around, so I'm gonna try to like swallow you, kind of thing. Like, I'm gonna make your brand my brand, and I'm gonna put my name on it. You're gonna be designing it.
Was this person in this brand like established?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
so I was probably like a couple weeks old, and it was just like you could tell that she was concerned, I guess would be the word. I don't know if really concerned would be the word, but it was like, I was like, I was like, I don't know.
That's like, it's crazy.
Really good at first. But then like, I was talking to my mom and she's like, hell no.
Yeah.
She's like, wow. You got this.
No, she's like, yeah, do it yourself. 100%.
Yeah. And then I've had like, because I did gifts for a while. So I did client work for a little while.
As in the animated.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. And there were some people who were like, I don't have any money to pay you, so I'll just like post it for you to like get recognition from it. And I'm like, I don't need that.
I didn't ask for that. Thank Sorry. You.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need that thing.
So who
but there are amazing people.
Yeah. Who were
that I've met and I love. And like, obviously that little tiny, like other half, I don't even really care about that much anymore because I have worked through them, kind of thing, I guess, you know, like I have made a name for myself.
Well, you've proven that you don't need to deal with that and that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like if I was younger, I definitely would have fallen into that trap. Which is one thing that's the whole reason why I bring it up is just because I want other people who are getting into the industry, like, don't be afraid to say, no, I can't do that. You know, like, especially like influencers and all that stuff. Like, it gets very tricky and messy. And like, these people who weren't trying to pay me, I was watching them fundraise millions of dollars. And I'm like, how do you not have money for marketing? I'm like, this is your marketing campaign, sir. Like,
what?
I think you have money. Like, don't do that to me. You know,
brands have massive marketing budgets. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you're not prioritizing your marketing budget, I don't think I want to work with you in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to remember, like, influencers are part of marketing. You're not just getting free beer. You need to get more than that. Like,
100%
stand up for yourself.
Absolutely.
You're better than that.
Yeah, totally.
So.
And so then, so you said that you were doing that before. Are you still doing client work now?
I am not. So Giphy, which is the program, website, whatever, that hosts all the GIFs that you see on Instagram. And I broke one of their rules and I got kicked off.
Oh no.
So I do not do it anymore.
Is that I didn't even know GIFs had to be like somewhere.
Yeah, so it's like Giphy.com. It's really fun.
What does it mean? Like, so it lives there.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know how it all works, but if you upload your GIFs to Giphy, if you're approved and everything like that, it's a very long process, which is why I don't really do it anymore because I don't feel like getting reapproved. Then they'll end up on Instagram or on Twitter or whatever.
Oh, so that you can use it
in public.
Like in those like keyboards and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be like approved and it's like a long process and it's very annoying.
So you were doing those for brewers?
Mm-hmm. I was doing it for anyone like in the beer industry.
That's so, I didn't even know that. I never knew how any of that worked. So that's all. Interesting.
It was very fun while I did it, but I did get kicked off. So
damn, I'm sorry about that.
It's all good. I mean, I just didn't read the rules close enough. It's my fault. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, well.
It's all good. It's okay, honestly, because like I don't think I really wanted to continue working with clients in that moment. And it was a very good, like, forceful way of like telling myself, like, hey, you need to stop doing this for your mental health and you need to focus on yourself for a moment.
Yeah.
And you can get back at it whenever you want. But right now, you got to stop. It was kind of like a very forceful universe telling me no.
I love that. Or I love that you can also put it in that mindset. Yeah. So wait, so I'm curious. So have you always liked drawing, or like, how did you, or you, did you go to school for this? Like, you're very talented. So is this professional training? Are you just gifted? Because when I draw things on Procreate, I'm very much needing the perfect brush that will make it better. And I'm tracing a photo from something. Yeah. Like, I'm not an illustrator.
That's totally fine. Honestly, like, most artists do trace, and they do pull up a photo and we'll put it like right next to their freaking canvas. Like, it's how artists do things. Like, it's not.
And say art imitates life, life imitates art. It's, we're all taking inspiration, but but what, so have you, are you like, is this professional? Mm-hmm. Like, or you are obviously professional now, but.
Thanks. No pressure.
I'm sorry.
You're good. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, my grandmother is a professional artist. Mm,
runs in the family.
Yeah. So I never really practiced professionally. I mean, I was put into art camp like every summer, but and every single time I went to my grandma's, it was always art related when we hung out, but it wasn't anything I studied. I was actually horrible in art class, like probably one of the worst in art class. At least that's what my art teacher told me. It was pretty trash.
So funny. Because I have the opposite. I was always praised in art class.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. And I was like, it was because I just didn't care. And so I just throw random shit and they'd be like, oh, it's so abstract. I'm like,
See, I tried so hard, and my art teacher was like, are you even looking at the reference photo? And I'm like, yeah, like the couple projects I didn't work on that great ended up like winning art fairs.
Oh my gosh.
At school. And I was like, oh, oh. And then,
is like this my like high school? Like what?
Like elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like.
Lauren Alexander always won the art things. I remember that. Hey, Lauren, I haven't spoken to her since I was 12, but.
Lauren, if you're listening.
Sorry.
Just put on your headphones. Take them off. But yeah, so yeah, it was mainly like elementary school that I was pretty deep into art, like loved it. And then high school, I didn't touch a single thing of art at all. I was completely into science, bioscience.
Oh.
Very STEM techie girl. And then college, kind of the same thing. Wasn't really like into art that much.
What did you
I was still, like creative DIY e.
What did you like major in?
Psychology.
Okay.
And I hated it.
Okay.
When I got out.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. For your waste of my life. No, not really, but a little bit. I met my best friends there, so I can't really say that too much. But so then when I got out of college, because college for me in my family, it was kind of like, if you go to art school, we're not going to give you money to go to school. So like, you can find your own way through school, but specifically maybe not.
Yeah.
And I think that my mom did it out of complete love. I don't think she did it out of like, oh, like I hate the arts, because she's obsessed with the arts.
No, but it's also like, it's like I want my child to succeed and be self-sufficient. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And of course, back in the day, there was no like internet, like stores for people who were making art kind of thing, you know? That wasn't a thing yet. So it was like, wasn't exactly a viable option at the time. So yeah, but when I graduated, it was kind of like that year of, okay, online stuff is becoming a little bit more important. Traditional school isn't becoming that much important anymore. So yeah, I was kind of just like, crap, I should have went to school for art, but it's okay.
But to be honest though, like honestly though, I feel like that can sometimes, it's such a specific like, it depends on obviously where you go, your professor's curriculum, yeah, et cetera, school, everything. But I also feel like if you love creating things and then you have to spend years doing things by the book creative, yeah, way, or not creative way, like the technical way of doing, yeah, things, I can imagine like getting frustrated, not wanting to continue with it. And mm-hmm, I can imagine like, and I was talking to yesterday, someone who went, I don't know if she went to school for it probably, but did graphic design and illustrating, and incredible artist and graphic designer, which I now know are two different things. and is incredible, but she said that before she started designing beer labels, mm-hmm, the work was just awful, mm-hmm, and was so corporate and no creativity and whatever. And it's like, I can see, yeah, how like if you try to go into it professionally, how it, you can kind of lose that whatever. But also I feel like certain programs these days are so outdated. Like, I feel like I don't, true, think there's a single accurate marketing course in, no, any college in this country right now,
no,
because it's, they, horrible, don't understand it. And like, sorry, but your studies take too long to do. That world will be different by the time you publish this and have it peer, yeah, reviewed and think that you can tell a class. Like, stop being like, you don't need to be that academic about it. We don't, whatever, like the world changes, yeah, too quickly for you to do this. But because, yeah, God, I took like three marketing classes, like marketing for hospitality, branding and brand management, and some other combination of those words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever, I don't know. And they were all the exact same thing. It was all literally common sense. Like,
yeah,
do you walk down the street? Yeah, it's like
billboard.
Everyone knows like basic shit. And I'm like, what is happening? Not helpful. Yeah. And I kind of feel like in the same way, and from what I've heard, at least from, I don't think they did, I don't know what they majored in, but at art schools and stuff, saying like, mm-hmm, how outdated the courses are and the,
yeah,
the teaching is, because like, I don't, it's know, like, are they telling, like, are you, how much time are you spending like showing someone how to scale something when realistically you're just going to use an iPad and it has built-in,
mm-hmm,
built-in
scaling
and stuff. I don't need to take out a compass or something. I don't know the details, but it's like, I can see how like it's so easy to be like, oh, I wish I like went into that specifically, but I feel like,
yeah,
who, no, like, you,
so
all happens for a reason, but
yeah, it totally does. And yeah, I probably wouldn't have ended up here exactly the same route or anything like that. And I'm definitely like super happy with what I,
yeah, and know, I love your work. So like, how do I get back to it? I just love your logo. I'm so excited to have it on something in my vicinity, and that, yeah, needs to be quicker. anyways, but the other thing is, your, I'm curious, what typically, yeah, sells the most from what you do? Because I feel like people buy stickers a lot because they're easy, but, mm-hmm, also, well, I need the bathing suit, and everything, but what do you feel like, or what have you found like people are, or what types of products or which designs have you felt people, yeah, are most drawn to?
Yeah, but I would say at first it was this sticker, the sassy ladies, and the I wish I was full of beer and not emotion sticker. That is what kicked off my business, honestly.
Oh my God. I love that. I wish I was full of beer, not emotions. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. I, yeah, love that.
It was definitely what, like, it was like, holy crap, I could do this.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was t-shirts. People could not get enough of the t-shirts. And I was, yeah, kind of shocked about that because I do feel like t-shirts are you know, the more pricier object kind of thing. And but they're like, no, I want more t-shirts, lady. And I'm like, okay, I got you.
Okay, I got you. Okay. I just noticed, out of curiosity, why don't you sell on Instagram?
It's difficult because it's through Facebook. Oh. And if I don't do something with, like, if I don't, what is it? It's like something, if I don't like click on it in 24 hours, basically your order disappears or something like that. Or at least that's how it used to be or something like that. And I was just like, what? This is too stressful for me.
That is not a good system.
Yeah. So I was like,
no, they can click the link. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is stressing me out.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. We've been talking for so long.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at the Hoppiest Shop, which is hoppy as in hops, not happy, but be happy. Of course we want that. And then you can also find me at thehoppiestshop.com. And those are my two main things where you can find me right now. So yeah, it's super fun. And I want to give a little gift to your listeners, of course, for making it to the end of the podcast. So we can use a code, which will be super fun, to get 20% off the shop. So what should that code be? We could do creatives. We can do creatives.
So you heard it here first, people. Yeah. The code is creatives.
Mm-hmm.
She will go put that into the website.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, it was so much fun talking to you. And I hope everyone listening loves it and can go check that out, thehoppiestshop.com. And with the code creatives, because you listened to us chat for this long, so we appreciate it. Yeah, well, it was so good talking to you. We've got to keep in touch, chat soon. Bye. It was so good talking to you.
Bye.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Sabrina from the Hoppiest Shop. I had a really good time talking to her. And you know, she has some really interesting takes, and I think has a really needed, take on the industry and, you know, what she prioritizes with everything. And I love how she's been able to grow her brand and really start a business with her priorities, you know, as the number one, but then, you know, bring it into everything that we love and do. And so, I don't know, I just, it was a really great conversation. I love talking to her, and she's really inspiring. I don't know, that's all. So anyways, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and this interview and conversation, and I hope that you take advantage of what Sabrina said with using the code creatives at checkout, because she wants to give back to the people that, you know, stuck around and listened to her story and took the time to get to know the person behind the brand. Because as she said, it's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, look past the person behind it and don't really care about the people and the, you know, giving credit where credit's due. And so thank you for, you know, caring about where these kinds of things come from and how we get such creative, amazing products and things that we can buy. Like, there's people behind them that, you know, put everything into it. And it's just, I don't know, I love talking to Sabrina. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing that. And I'm excited for next week's episode, so stay tuned. Make sure you hit subscribe so you can hear it. And I cannot wait for then. So I'll see you then. Talk to you then. In the meantime, I'll see you on my Instagram at beercanlover. So have a wonderful rest of your day, morning, evening, or whatever it is for you. Cheers. See you soon.